Many times over the years, I helped my mother with her flower garden at home. We'd pull the weeds, we'd turn the soil, we fixed the rocks border, we sprinkled preen to stop the weeds, and then we'd add her secret sauce to help the flowers grow. And I brought some of it with me because I wanted you all to have some. Here it is. Miracle-Gro. You need Miracle-Gro. You'd mix it with water, your secret sauce, and pour it on the flowers in the ground as you planted them so that they would take root and be healthy. In the gospel today, Jesus is teaching us the parable of the sower of the seed. The sower is the spreader of the word of the kingdom, the words of our faith, the words which lead us to eternal life. The seeds are about listening and learning and living the word. He teaches us how when the word is not properly rooted, we fall away. We fall into sin and selfishness. And he teaches us that the word must land in good soil, good holy soil, to grow, to bear fruit, to make a difference. So let us remember, how does our faith grow? How does our spiritual lives grow? We know the sacraments, all the sacraments help us grow in faith. They are our spiritual miracle grow. They help us grow in goodness and in grace. We remember the seed of faith was planted in us at our baptism when we remind ourselves of it every time we sign ourselves with the holy water. When we sign the child at the beginning, when we anoint them with oil, when we pour water over them, it's to root them in the faith. When we celebrate reconciliation, it goes so that the weeds of sin are pulled out and removed. And Eucharist, our most important miracle grow, helps us grow in loving service. It helps us to be courageous and sacrificed. The Eucharist, we know, gives us strength to witness in the name of Jesus, to serve in the name of Jesus, to give love in the name of Jesus. We remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit at our confirmation energize us to keep the rock border of our faith strong, to fight off evil, and to strive to do good. That's the graces of those seven gifts. Let us remember as we pray our faith goal. Our spiritual goal is to listen to God's words, to root them in our heart, and to live them in our love. Our faith goal is to bear good fruit by doing good with our lives each and every day. Our spiritual goal is to do good with our lives, to make a difference, to bring the love and mercy, the justice and peace, the care and compassion of Jesus to our world. That's the work of our faith. And when we're properly rooted, each and every day, we're witnessing and bringing the Spirit of Jesus to others. This is our spiritual work. This is how we bear good fruit. So anybody here, we have a festival next week? Perfect opportunity to grow spiritually, to witness our faith, to be of loving service, to stay rooted in how we witness our love to others. It's how we serve, and yes, we sweat, and yes, we'll sacrifice. But it's how we grow in faith and how we bear good fruit in love. Amen.